It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Some have called the Gospel of John the greatest book in the world. More copies of this book have been printed than any other book of the Bible. Thousands of people have come to know the Lord through reading John's Gospel. Well, the most popular and famous verse of Scripture is found in this book. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The Gospel of John is so wonderfully simple and so clearly reveals how a person can have eternal life. John's Gospel is so deep and rich with truth that the oldest believer will not grow tired of reading its pages. All of God's Word is precious, but the Gospel of John has a very special place in the hearts of true believers. Well, there was a human writer, John, the human penman. Now, God is the author, but he chose John to pen these words down. John was one of the 12 disciples and also the brother of James, according to Matthew chapter 10 and verse 2. Now, he is called the disciple whom Jesus loved, according to John chapter 13, verse 23, John chapter 21 and verse 20. And John personally witnessed most of the things he wrote about in this gospel, and he was actually there when these events took place. Now, there are other things that John could have written about the Lord, according to John chapter 21, verse 25, where it says, "And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written." Amen. Well, the Gospel of John is only 21 chapters in length. John could have written many more things about the Christ whom he knew personally so well. Well, let's take a look briefly now into this book of John, and let me give you some highlights. First, I see Jesus, and we ask the question, why was the Gospel of John written? Well, John chapter 20 and verse 31 says, "But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name." Well, who is Jesus Christ? Well, I know that Jesus is God, according to the Scriptures. John chapter 1, verse 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." John 1, 14 says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Well, we see that as we study the Scriptures, the Word was made flesh. And as we study this, we understand that Jesus Christ is the Word. He was made flesh and dwelt among the people there. Jesus also, as we keep reading in the book of John, Jesus made all things. John chapter 1 and verse 3, "All things were made by him." Made by whom? Jesus Christ, the Word. "All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." Well, Jesus is the Savior of the world, according to John chapter 4 and verse 42. And it says there in John 4:42, "And said unto the woman, Now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world." The woman at the well took the word of God to other people. They believed, not because of her. Well, God used her to spread the word of God, to let people know that they could be saved. And she told them about Jesus Christ. And they heard Jesus Christ, and they got saved because of the woman's testimony that she too had been saved. Well, not only was Jesus the Savior, Jesus and the Father are one, according to John chapter 10 and verse 30, where it says, "I and my Father are one." That's pretty plain. And then Christ is the Son of God. John chapter 11, verse 27, "She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world." We also see that Jesus is the King of the Jews. John chapter 18, verse 37 says, Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice. John chapter 19, verse 19, And Pilate wrote a title, and put it on the cross, and the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Well, Jesus is Lord, and He is God. John 20, and verse 28, And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. I want you to notice these two words, I am. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. John 6, 35, And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8 and verse 12. John chapter 10 and verse 9 says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. That verse tells me and tells us that Jesus said, I am the door. And then we read in John chapter 10 and verse 11, where Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. He said, I am the good shepherd. And then in John chapter 11, verse 25, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. John chapter 14 and verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus said, I am the way, the life. Well, Jesus also spoke many things. And one of the important things that I see is that there's a difference between darkness and light. Well, we know that as we go into a dark room, we flip the light on, and it's light. We see there is a problem that each person faces in this world, and that is the problem of sin. It appears that people love sin more than righteousness. And there is a difference between darkness and light. And once again, if you've gone into a dark room, you understand that. Well, according to John chapter 3 and verses 19 and 20, people love sin more than righteousness. Darkness is preferred over light. It says there in those verses, John 3, 19 and 20, and this is Jesus speaking, And this is the condemnation that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Well, John chapter 3 and verse 19 says, And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Here we see God describing the people. Jesus describes people who would rather stay in darkness. He describes them as evil. And then we also see that in John chapter 7, verse 19, it says there, Did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keepeth the law? Why go ye about to kill me? This is Jesus speaking. You see, no person can really keep perfectly God's holy law, such as the Ten Commandments, and that's what Jesus is teaching. John chapter 8, verses 7 through 10, it says, So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? Well, the Bible tells us here that no person is without sin. That's what the Bible teaches. Well, we see that there is a problem solver, and the problem of sin has been solved. John chapter 8 and verse 36, it says, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." Free from what? Sin. The only one who can set a person free from sin is Jesus Christ. You see, God has done something very wonderful for sinful man. The Word was made or became flesh and dwelt among us. John chapter 1, verse 14. See, God became a man and he was sent to be the Savior of the world. We also see in John chapter 3 and verse 17, where the Bible says, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Christ came to the earth on a mission of salvation, according to that verse. You see, God loved you and I so much that he did something very costly for you and I. God gave his only begotten Son to be crucified and die for my sins. Christ died for our sins. He took our place. God's wrath and punishment against sin fell upon him. He was the sinner's substitute. Well, we've said that Jesus died for our sins. Well, is he dead or is he alive? John chapter 19, verses 32 through 35 says, "Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and of the other which was crucified with him," that's crucified with Christ. "But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And he that saw it bare record, and his record is true, and he knoweth that he saith what he knoweth that he saith true, that ye might believe." Well, Jesus really did die on the cross of Calvary. Jesus really did rise from the dead, according to John chapters 20 and 21. Old doubting Thomas became convinced Thomas when he saw Jesus alive. In John chapter 20, verses 24 through 29, it says, "But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I see, shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither my hand, thy hand, and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed." Have you trusted Jesus as your Savior? The Bible says, Jesus said this, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Have you trusted Jesus as your Lord and Savior? The Bible says to repent. That means to have a change of mind, realizing you're a sinner. You can't save yourself, and you're going to go God's way. That's repentance, knowing Jesus Christ is the Savior. Ask him to come into your heart today. The Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Romans chapter 10 and verse 13 says that. And that means you. Whosoever means you. That if you'll call upon Jesus to save you, knowing that because he is the Savior, he will save you, and one day you'll see him in heaven.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org, or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.